A yogic practice focused on transformation of human nature must necessarily address issues differently than one that has liberation as its sole goal. This brings in the need for an understanding of the human instrument, the various elements of the being, the development of those elements through time, and the manner in which past stages form a basis for the current stage, with both its capacities and its limitations. Sri Aurobindo provides a detailed background to the residual issues that arise due to the nature and characteristics of these past stages of development and the influence of the three gunas on these respective elements. Sri Aurobindo writes, quote, "Human nature and the character of the individual are a formation that has arisen in and out of the inconscience of the material world and can never get entirely free from the pressure of that inconscience. As consciousness grows in the being born into this material world, it takes the form of an ignorance, slowly admitting or striving with difficulty after knowledge, and human nature is made of that ignorance, and the character of the individual is made from the elements of the ignorance. It is largely mechanistic, like everything else in material nature, and there is almost invariably a resistance, and more often than not, a strong and stubborn resistance to any change demanded from it. The character is made up of habits, and it clings to them, is disposed to think them the very law of its being, and it is a hard job to get it to change at all except under a strong pressure of circumstances, especially in the physical parts, the body, the physical mind, the physical life movements. There is this resistance. The tamasic element in nature is powerful there. What the Gita describes as aprakasha, absence of light, and apravritti, a tendency to inertia, inactivity, unwillingness to make an effort, and, as a result, even when the effort is made, a constant readiness to doubt, to despond and despair, to give up, renounce the aim and the endeavor, collapse. Fortunately, there is also in human nature a sattvic element which turns towards light, and a rajasic or kinetic element which desires and needs to act and can be made to desire not only change, but constant progress. But these two, owing to the limitations of human ignorance and the obstructions of the fundamental inconscience, suffer from pettiness and division and can resist, as well as assist, the spiritual endeavor." End quote. Reference, Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, Growing Within, The Psychology of Inner Development, Chapter 6, Growth of Consciousness, Difficulties and Pitfalls, pages 109 to 110.